Previously on Quest Friends.
And we got something conveniently this morning with coupons for it. It's a trap, Mako.
What do you want with us?
If you can find me convincing evidence of who plans on stealing Kubo, then I promise I will give you access to everything you have a coupon for.
I am not letting Kubo be taken away by anybody that he doesn't want to be taken with.
And she puts forward a hand and just lifts out her pinky at you.
Oh, no.
Do we have a deal?
No, 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 no!
Continue, let's make one thing perfectly clear. Disasters happen all the time in the Ninth World. In the Beyond, the Iron Wind is violently but silently tearing up entire villages and turning them into horrific renditions of themselves. In some unknown part of the Steadfast, the leaders of the Jagged Dream are convening and planning their next big target. But the tragedy we are discussing today is happening in a relatively modest room in a very, very non-modest town. As everyone watches Lorraine leaning over her desk, requesting a pinky promise, once again from Hopper Scotch.
Hopper looks at the pinky and then makes eye contact with Lorraine. And in his mind, Hopper has a skill called Meets Out Justice, which allows you to designate a given character as innocent or guilty. Lorraine's gonna be guilty, which decreases difficulty by one step of doing things against her. A thing that I would like to do right now is mind reading, because I have that.
Yeah, so mind reading is a little different for us than it is in the core rulebook. Just because in the core rulebook, it lasts for about 10 minutes, and that's two episodes sometimes for us. So for us, mind reading is going to be Hallie's going to roll against me. Well, she's going to roll against Lorraine's level. And it only costs 2 intellect. And essentially what happens is if she fails, she gets to ask 1 yes or no question. If she succeeds, she gets to ask 2 yes or no questions and 1 general question. And she can basically do this in any scene that she has. So if she does it here, she can't do it to Lorraine again. But if Lorraine pops up, you know, a little while later, then Hallie can run this ability again. And you said it's 1 step easier because you've designated her as guilty?
Correct.
Well, you're jumping straight to the solution to this mystery right away.
Don't worry about it. No, it's fine.
I mean, I think there's at least 50% odds that Lorraine hired this person just to make Hopper foil them.
All right. I'm rolling. 13.
All right. And you got 1 level, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ask me a yes or no question.
Okay. Does she want Kubo for a specific purpose? Does she have any specific plans for it?
No. Ask me another one.
Is she working for someone else?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna write that down.
No. No.
Cool.
Ask me an open-ended question.
How happy is she here?
Well, honestly, she doesn't like that she needs to be in Ruletia to get her excitement. She misses the excitement she had with you, and, you know, she was really disappointed by actually being able to foil you. She wants someone to compete against, to get better against, and really, Hopper, if you wanted to know these things, you just had to ask. And she doesn't say that out loud, but she looks at you, and you can very much understand that, because you did not succeed your role against her.
Okay.
She just let you.
That infuriates me so deeply that I can't respond to it.
Are you going to be okay, Hallie?
No, I'm not going to be okay. Okay, so after he'll make eye contact with her for like a couple charged seconds while he's trying to read her intentions here. And then he will say, I'd like to add an addendum to this agreement. No one here, and he gestures to his party behind him, comes to any harm at any time during this weird job you want us to do.
Hopper, it's Ruletia. You know I can't promise things I can't control.
Promise what you can control.
I promise that I personally will not bring your innocent friends to harm.
Or your underlings.
Them too.
Okay. He'll do the pinky promise.
Yeah, you do the pinky promise. And then what do you do?
He will step back a little bit. And he's very tense. He has a very, like, hardened, neutral expression on. And he'll put his hands back in his pockets and say, where do you want us to go?
Oh, I mean, you're the investigator. You're the heroes. I trust you to do it yourself, but good old Bob, I need to give him something to do. He's got some forms for you. And if you ever want to take a break, I have taken the liberty of reserving 2 rooms in Tommy Funbuck's Funhouse and Hotel. And I've even taken the liberty of signing them under your name, so you don't have to worry about any confusion there.
Great.
I believe of the 2 rooms, yours is 157.
What's the second room for?
Whatever you want. No, that's fucking creepy. I don't want the sex implications. I'm gonna X-card that.
Okay.
And she's gonna wink. That's what she's gonna do. Take that however you mean.
This doesn't feel any less suggestive,
what
though.
Is the second room number? I'm sorry, we don't have to do this. I just thought at first that she got 2 rooms for us, but then the way she phrased it sounded like 1 room was for us, and the second room was for a different thing. And Hopper wants to know what that thing is.
Yeah, and she just winks in response.
Okay, that's fine. I need to know. I'll know it because it's under my name.
Yeah, it is under your name.
Okay, cool.
Are we done here?
Yeah, we're done here. And then Hopper will open the door, not go out himself. He's going to hold it open for everyone else.
Everyone out, I need to have a word.
Shock will say, goodbye, Miss Stiles, and then turn around and walk out.
Misha's also going to say goodbye.
Hopper, I'll be right out.
He's going to give her an expression that clearly says good luck, and then he'll go out.
Ellie crosses her arms, and she's pretty close to Lorraine. Like, she knows that she can't tower over anyone, but she kind of, like, gets as bristly as she can and looks Lorraine dead in the eyes and says, I've had a really long day. Like, it's been a really, really shitty morning. It's been really stressful. I have so many children right now. Look, I don't know what all your history with Hop is, but you need to stop playing games right now. Stop messing with his head. Stop.
You know, in doing my research, I found a great admiration for you, Ellie Badge. Independent, hardworking, and not ever hesitating to take the offensive. And she leans in and stands up and she smiles and she says, I will say, for being so bad at it, you're awfully invested in protecting people.
Oh, we all just went silent. Just went silent.
It was dead.
Holy shit.
Ellie's gonna shoot out her claws and punch the wall right by Lorraine's head.
She doesn't move.
Yeah, I didn't think she would. Stop. I've got the claws. I've got the muscle. You've got a big mouth. That's all. I want to yank my claws out of the wall, hopefully taking off some of the wood siding if possible.
Oh, it's very brittle.
Yeah.
Like, it comes off and you can see some of the anemones racing by. It looks like this is literally on the side of the racetrack.
Lorraine, I've killed people. A lot of people. And if you set one finger or keep mouthing off like you have been, messing with their heads, I will come and kill you. And I just want you to know that.
Ellie.
No. Ugh. You don't get to talk. We're done here. And you are done with Hopper.
As you leave, she's just going to say, oh, just one last thing. A man who froze a town, a globe-trotting mass murderer, and every villain's favorite puppet. With your company, I don't think I'm the one you need to worry about.
Yeah, no, I think Ellie's worked up enough at this point. She's just gonna yell, shut up! And shoot out her claws back at Lorraine.
Okay, give me a roll.
3. Ellie's very mad. She's not aiming very well.
Yeah, it shoots above her and pulls out another board, and she just looks at it and looks back at you.
I'm just gonna leave.
Okay. Hop. During this conversation, you actually probably hear some of the violence above, and you walk down and you see Mac is not back yet, but you look around, you see regular Bob, and you also see the guy who had been really insistent that you play hopscotch, the one with the circular sunglasses that last episode I named as Action. You finally recognize that he's here too, because of course he is, and as this violence is happening above, regular Bob just says, oh well, that is that sounds like that was heated. But anyways, Miss Stiles has got some packets for you in case you need anything. And he hands forward a packet of information that each of you will get to choose one piece of information you want to have in it.
This is regular Bob speaking or Hopscotch Guy speaking?
This is regular Bob.
Okay.
Hopscotch Guy is just sitting there in the corner twirling his pearls. He seems actually a little pouty that Mac got you here so easily and that he struggled so hard.
Yeah, well, Hop is going to see him when he comes back in the room and go, oh, you again.
Yes, it is me. Awfully glad you finally decided to come. And actually even remembered who I was.
What do you mean, finally? I came here right away.
He's just going to pout because he's a pouty boy. He's going to like do the like whatever shrug. And then regular Bob will have said all the stuff that he said.
Yeah, then Hop's going to turn back to regular Bob and take one of the files.
Okay, are you going to wait for Ellie like with these guys? Are you going to go outside? What are you all going to do?
I'm going to wait in the room.
Yes, same.
Yeah, so you're there for a little bit. And then finally you see Ellie come fuming down with a board attached to one of her hands. And regular Bob just goes, looks like it was one of those visits. And he reaches into the desk and he just pulls out a plank of wood and he just starts walking up to fix Lorraine's office.
I want to hit the wood out of his hand.
All right. Tensions are a little bit high. I'll wait till everyone leaves.
Yeah, she's got a way of pissing you off, doesn't she?
Sure does. Any bars around here?
This is Ruletia. Every other house you come to is also a bar.
Shucks, right. Let's get out of here.
That was out of character, though. But oh. That doesn't feel like a shock thing to say.
Like, that's a little weird.
No, it's in character now. What do you say, Misha?
Although I still do not agree with the ending of the life of a human, I must confess I have some hopes up that this Lorraine was a bit hurt by your conversation, and not only in the metaphorical sense, but in the physical sense.
I was laughing to himself.
Shockle, sort of like nervously looking at the ground, say, did she hurt you, Hopperscotch?
Hopper will shrug that off and say, I mean, not for lack of trying. It's fine. It's fine.
Ellie's nodding from behind Hopper.
Shock doesn't look convinced, but he'll let the matter drop.
Misha would say, Misha then is going to extend their pinky finger and say, is this a specific code that you two seem to have? Is this a thing that acquaintances from long time ago possess? I was slightly confused as she had it towards you, Simon Scotch.
Yeah, that's called a pinky promise, which just seals a promise between two folks.
Ah, that is a very interesting ritual that humans do. Does it have any magical properties?
No, kids.
It's very interesting. And then Misha is going to still hold their extended pinky at him and say, well, I do the promise pinky at you that we will not let this Lorraine hurt you any longer.
Shock will add his pinky to the
oh, no.
the promise.
Hopper is genuinely touched right now.
Yeah, he'll extend one pinky towards Misha and then one pinky towards Jacques, and he'll cross his arms like the original handshake, but in a pinky promise.
Bringing things back!
Ellie's gonna just really, really briefly, like, cup her hands over each pinky promise and then walk off out the door.
Thanks, guys.
So you're going to a bar? Are you still going to a bar?
I want to go to a bar. That sounds like fun.
I want to go to a bar too.
Okay. How do you seek out this bar?
We just look up and down the street.
Yeah.
Is there a bar nearby? Let's go.
Yeah, you see a very brightly decorated bar. It looks like there's a bar right next to this stand that you can't really read from a distance, but Misha and Shock, you would recognize as another Pie Pod stand.
Let's go get a drink.
Thank you.
welcome to the announcement break for episode 24, Questionable Measures, part 6. I'm Kyle, your GM, and today we're going to talk about announcements like we usually do. So to start off, our intro and outro music are Hitoshio and Friends, both by Miracle of Sound. I also want to remind you that if you Tumblr or tweet out with the hashtag QuestFriends, then you'll be added to a name pool that I will be using to name people, items, and basically anything I don't already have a name for. We just recorded a session yesterday where I used, I think, two names, and I'll let you know when those sessions come up. So I really am pulling from that pool, and I want more names to pull from, so please tweet out. Another benefit of following us on social media is you might have learned that in celebration of our 1 year anniversary, which is today, right now, this very second, we're having a two-part celebration, and it's time for us to talk about part one. So to celebrate our one-year anniversary, the first thing we're going to do is on Friday, October 5th, so that's not this Friday, but the next one, at 8 p.m. Central Time, we are going to be having a Q&A session and raffle. The Q&A portion is pretty self-explanatory. Send us questions via social media, via our email, questfriendsquestions@gmail.com, or via the form link below, and we're just gonna hang out with you and talk about some of those questions. But in between those questions, we're also going to be raffling off a handful of items. So before I get into how you can enter that raffle, let's go over to Kyle to see what the items for today are. Take it away, Kyle! Thanks so much, Kyle. So on that stream on October 5th, we've got 5 prizes for 5 lucky winners. Our first item is a handmade, personalized Everett Beanie dice bag made by our friends over at Pixel Plush Dolls. This colorful and unassuming beanie is backdropped by the dark, empty void of your soul. Our second raffled off item will be a personalized character sheet for your character in the system of your choice, drawn and written out by our own Emily Strawn. For our third item, do you like our main series? Do you like our side series? Do you love our logos? Because we know we do. That's why we're putting the logos for Quest Friends and the Cookie Crew, drawn by Mandy Robertson, on personalized shirts. Only you and the actual performers for these episodes will have these shirts. But let's say you want something even more personalized. Well, our winner for prize number 4 will be able to work with Kyle to design an actual, real NPC that Kyle will play in the Quest Friends game. And finally, behind door number 5 is another locked door. For those of you who want to get in on part 2 of our celebration for absolutely free, you can register in the raffle for our mystery prize. So once again, those prizes are an Everett Beanie dice bag, a personalized character sheet, 2 shirts for the price of none, a customized NPC, and the mystery prize. Ooh. For more information on these prizes and how to enter the raffle, follow the link below. Back to you, Kyle. So that's right, we're giving away 5 prizes. We tried to create things that were really personalized and things that we thought listeners of our show would really like. Because we want this to be a celebration of you all who have, you know, been with us either this whole time or relatively recently. No matter when you hopped in, we're just really excited that you're here to celebrate this 1 year anniversary with us. So to enter the raffle or submit questions, all you have to do is select the link below. We'll also be posting it up all over social media. It'll be on our website. I'll make an individualized page for it. And that's going to take you over to a survey. The survey is 100% optional. You don't have to fill it out, but it's going to contain important information so that we understand what brings people to our show and what we can do to really market ourselves and find more folks to enjoy this thing that you enjoy and also help improve your enjoyment of it as well. So we'd highly encourage you to fill it out. If you fill it out, once you select the submit button, it'll pull up a little prompt that'll give you the link to the raffle submission page. Or on the top of that survey document, it'll also have a link to the raffle page if you'd rather just jump straight into the raffle. And on either of the forms, you can submit Q&A questions if you'd like as well. The reason they're separate is because we want to make sure we have the very anonymous survey be separate from the, by its nature, non-anonymous raffle entry. So that's what we've got for you today. Again, that Q&A stream is going to be on Friday, October 5th at 8 p.m. Central Time. The survey and raffle will be open until the very second that starts. So once it hits 8 p.m., the raffle is going to be closed. So make sure you get yourself in before then. Other than that, we got the rest of our episode going. Next Monday, we've got the second part of the Cookie Crew. And then the Monday after that, we have the next part of the core campaign. So whether it's for the Cookie Crew, the next part part of the campaign or the Q&A session. We will see you then.
This is another one of those pie pod places. If you're hungry, you could get some more.
What's a pie pod?
Hop, you see this pie pod stand, which kind of looks like a make-your-own calzone, except it's surprisingly colorful, which is very weird.
Oh, it's like a sweet calzone.
And then if you want a beer, I'd say that'll cost one shin for whoever wants one.
I want a scotch.
I want to go up to the bar and ask for the strongest alcohol they have.
Yeah, you get that for free, actually, because the strongest alcohol they have is one of those challenges that you get it for free and you get a t-shirt if you drink it and you don't die. I'm just going to say, for the sake of simplicity, since we all know Allie won't die drinking this.
Allie's got this.
She's got high composure resistance to torture.
Yeah, so you're going to get that and you also get a free t-shirt. How cool for you?
I tossed the free t-shirt at Misha.
Yeah.
Because they got their new t-shirt and I figure they like clothes.
I want to say that they are going to put it over the t-shirt that I already have right away. But it's probably not tall enough for Misha because Misha is pretty tall. So it's going to be like arriving up to like here.
Yeah, it's like it's a midriff shirt, but it's designed for Ellie. So it's very wide. So it's just like you've got this like little... It's like you've got a shirt dress that only goes down to, like, your midriff.
That was, like, a style in the 80s.
Yeah, it's like one of those.
Like,
yeah.
The exercise videos.
Yeah, this feels like a functional style, like a half shirt over another shirt. I can see this.
Yeah.
Misha's just stuffing themselves with clothes, like, every episode. It's fine.
All right, and then you all can take a seat and look at your stuff.
Cool.
Do we need to say now, like, what piece of information we want to get from the files, or is
Whenever you open the file and look at it, or, like, you can look at the file and then tell me later, hey, here is a piece of information I wanted from the file.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Shock will, like, look around and say, we need to save Cubo.
I will not allow another machine to be taken without their will. Regardless of what happens, I am going to protect this machine and not allow it to be stolen.
Jacques nods vigorously and says, yes, that's why we need to steal it ourselves.
I'm with you, Jacques.
Okay.
I'm with you.
And all Lorraine asked for was evidence of who was going to steal it. We can foil the heist, do our own heist, and still get our reward from Lorraine.
Oh, I was certainly thinking about the exact same plan.
It's almost like our minds are connected.
Glad we're all on the same page.
So I was boiling in rage the whole time. Does anyone want to tell me where we start?
Hopper will open his file. My information was going to be just anyone who has expressed interest in Kibo in the past, like has maybe tried to buy him before the auction.
There's a couple of files. You know that Tommy Funbuck is very anxious about Kibo being sold.
Okay.
He is the only person in the town Lorraine has not been able to get a beat on. He's a very, very secretive man.
Mm-hmm.
And having a robot designed for his city that inevitably has that information somewhere is not in his best interests. He's also very, very close to the event. There's a file saying that Jetco has a stake in it, not because they care about Cubo, but because they're very protective of their programming.
Okay.
They don't want their amazing programming, and let's be honest, their robots are subpar at best. They don't want that amazing programming to get into the wrong hands, and the wrong hands for them are anybody but their own.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart dips a little bit as you see the last name, because you know Shock was really excited about it. You see that the last suspect, who's also very involved in the show, would be the Great Vespari. Turns out he's a con man who pretends not to be a nano, but actually is.
Okay.
And it seems like that is the whole shtick of him and a sibling of his who does similar magic. He's really invested in keeping their secret because that's really the only thing that keeps him afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So all three of those parties, it looks like they have information they want to be kept secret, which someone who has Kubo might be privy to.
Okay, but remind me again, Jetco is the one auctioning off the robot.
Yeah, that is a bit weird, and you can see that Jetco has put in a bunch of stooges to bet on it on their behalf, but Lorraine is still by far the most likely to be able to afford him. Like, she is filthy fucking rich.
Yeah, like, how much is he going for?
He's going for millions of scratch.
Okay, so Hopper will open that up and just say, well, there are a few people who might be interested in the robot, or interested in stopping them. I don't know what Lorraine needs it for, but I'm not sold on her motives. I'm gonna add Lorraine to my file, like, with a pencil.
Okay.
Lorraine.
What motivation are you gonna put next to her?
Question mark, question mark, question mark! And then if he has, like, a clicky pen, he's gonna, like, be flicking it anxiously as he writes it down and thinking.
Ellie's gonna peer over at that and be like, I don't disagree, but you think maybe you're a little biased?
I'm absolutely biased. Although I prefer to refer to it as experienced.
Okay, good.
So, Shock wants to know, like, how is Kubo being sold and transported? Because Kubo is, like, in kiosk stations all over the city. So how is Kubo being, like, downloaded onto a flash drive or something and stuck around? Do they have, like, a kiosk ripped out that they're gonna, like, ferry around that's, like, the master kiosk or something?
Well, it turns out Lorraine had referred to Kubo as that cute little robot a couple of times. And that's because he actually is very small. So Kubo is in the very top of that chess piece building in the middle of town. It looks like above the casino, above the hotel, at the very top there is a giant exhibit hall where they're going to be hosting the exhibit tonight, and one of the rooms has a giant auction hall. It looks like in a room up above that auction hall, like at the very tip of the building, because you know how like queen chess pieces usually have that ball on the top? Like up in that very top, he's an adorable little ball on a stand, and this stand is kind of connected to all the kiosks.
Okay.
So he's centralized there, and they'll probably just pull him out and plug in his replacement. And they're going to do that immediately as the show starts. Like, that platform is going to go straight down.
I guess I had a follow-up question to that, and that is, what is the security around the place? Like, how, like, are there, like, shifts? Are there, like a bunch of guards, or is it, like, a mostly unprotected area?
Yeah, so security is pretty tight right now. They're setting up the show, and, you know, there's a whole lot of workers. And it seems that Ruletia has this general distrust of, like, the more working class someone is, the more they seem to have a distrust of them, which is completely unfounded, but it's there. So a lot of the people setting it up, it looks like they're going to have on high security right now as they set up the event. But then when the event starts, it looks like most of the guards are going to shift out, and security is going to be a lot lighter. Just because they don't want to freak people out, right? They don't want to make people worried. So security's going to get a lot lighter when the show starts. And if you want, you can get an asset on trying to figure out where specific guards are placed at specific points whenever you go to that area.
Yeah.
I just don't have, like, a map written out right now.
Okay.
But it looks like they shift out occasionally. One thing to note, though, is that she is written down, must be very careful. They will be within the guard. And next to it, you see a drawing of a clock, of a raptor swooping downwards, and of a serrated blade.
The Jagged Dream. The Jagged Dream is trying to steal Kubo.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think Lorraine already knows who's actually trying to steal it, and is just toying with us.
That's her way. So I guess we just have to figure out how to stop the Jagged Dream from getting it, by getting it first.
Okay, so wait, I'm confused. Are we stealing the robot, or are we stopping the theft of the robot? And Shock, you can see Lowell just leaning over you looking at the paperwork.
Shock will just turn to Lowell and say, it's both of those things. And then he'll look back at everyone else and be like, it's him again.
When Shock mentioned that Lowell was there, Ellie just kind of like half-heartedly punched the air where she thought he might be. She's still just very upset.
He reflexively says, ow.
We're doing both because we want to steal it first. We have a better chance of doing that successfully if we know how and when Jagged Dream is going to try to do it, if they're trying to do it.
Oof, Jagged Dream, I recognize that name. So are we, is that what we're doing? We saving the world from the Jagged Dream? Because I am in. How does stealing a robot relate to stopping the Jagged Dream?
You know about the Jagged Dream? I don't think we talked about it much after you were in my head.
Well, I haven't been in your head long. I mean, I just got you to tell me about yourself. A Jagged Dream, nasty, nasty folks. I mean, I not a big thing to be taken seriously. They got, what, one cell?
No, we've heard three cells.
Oh, good for them. I mean, bad for them.
I know what you meant. I don't suppose you have any relevant thoughts about stealing from the biggest building in a city.
Well, I mean, I can't say I have much experience from it. We'll say, though, Tommy Funbuck. Can't believe that guy's still around. He's not going to let anyone into his tower easily. That guy does not like good people. But if you can get into his company, you can get basically anywhere. Not that I'm suggesting, you know, you become bad guys. I can't go along. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go along on the ride for that. But I would like not to, if possible. You know what I'm saying?
No, I appreciate it. And we don't have a lot of time now because we have to get this plan underway. But remind me later. I'll tell you more about myself if you want. And then he looks at the rest of the party and says, everybody should hear.
He looks sincere. This, like, jokey face goes away for a second. He says, well, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. And then he disappears.
So Lowell brought up the idea of getting close to Tommy Funbuck to get us into the building. But he said that Tommy Funbuck does not like good people. So I don't know if that's...
How is it that Lowell knows so much about that?
I don't know. And he left before I asked. But I just wonder how old the two of them are, Lowell and Tommy Funbuck. He said some weird stuff.
Like what?
He just can't seem to remember what time he's from, and I kind of get the feeling that things have changed around here. He knew about the Jagged Dream, but none of his information was accurate to what they're like now. So who knows?
Well, we certainly should explore more about the past of these Lowell after we solve our current problem.
Agreed.
You said Tommy Funbuck doesn't like good people. You guys are screwed, but you should just send me right in there. I got this. I'm a terrible protector. I'm a terrible mother. I'm a terrible partner.
Oh my god, that's right.
Hey, you want to take a GM intrusion, Emily?
Yes.
Who are you going to give that other point to?
Misha for being savage early on in the session.
Yeah, because as you say all those things, you hear a very faint, high voice just kind of do a, like a little cough behind you. And you just see Zoe nervously standing there holding an envelope.
I'm going to turn around and hide Zoe. I'm just talking about how I'm a terrible mother to you, and that you deserve a better person in your life to help and protect you. How are you today? I mean, how are you now? I know earlier you were kind of upset.
Oh, no, I'm good. I just, you know, you're not a terrible mom. I just, you know, I thought since we just met, I mean, you told me to stay inside, but... Well, I thought maybe I could spend some time with you while you're here.
Hopper's giving an encouraging thumbs up to Ellie.
Well, I would like that. I'd rather not take you along on a heist, but,
Who is this?
Yeah, Ellie, do you want to...
Oh, yeah.
Misha's going to introduce themselves.
Hi, are these your other children?
Sure are. Ellie's looking down into her nearly empty cup.
Misha's going to say, I do not believe I am a children of you, Ellie B.
Don't worry about it. This is Zoe.
Hi, I'm Zoe. Oh, shoot, you already said that.
No, it's okay. You did a good job.
Salutations.
My name is Shock. Hi.
Hi, oh, June wanted me to give you this note, and she hands you an envelope. It is one of the letters with sounds, and it has nothing except for the sounds of knuckles cracking.
I didn't know you could write onomatopoeia so clearly.
June is a very talented woman, alright? Don't let her, like, brash nature confuse you. She is a woman of culture.
I like that lady. So are we on seats, like chairs or benches?
You're on...
I figured it was like a booth.
Yeah, let's do a booth.
I'm gonna scoot over and pat the bench next to me.
Oh, okay. And she sits down, but she does that thing where you know, you're really nervous about taking up too much space.
So
you have you have half your butt on the seat, half of it off. And she's just there trying to make yourself as small as possible. And she's also clearly very anxious that she is on the outside edge of the booth.
Oh, so Zoe, under what context do you know Ellie B as an acquaintance?
Oh, she's actually not an acquaintance. She's my mom.
Sure I am.
Yeah, she and my dad met a while ago, and...
Sure did.
Oh, that's certainly interesting. Well...
Yeah, it is. Actually, do you want to see some photos of them? And she just pulls out this fucking portfolio of pictures that they took on their one night stand. Because again, her dad was very, very romantic.
I want to just slide the photos over to where I am and like, you know when you like make that motion with your hands to shoo?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that and get up one sec.
Oh, okay. And she stands up.
Okay, I get out of the booth and then like kind of usher her in to go on the inside.
Okay. Who else is sitting? Because I'm assuming you're not all sitting on the same side.
No.
And just Ellie sitting there, like, with her fucking feet up.
This is my bench!
I figure Shock was sitting on the opposite side of the bench from where Ellie and Zoe were.
I was thinking of Misha also sitting on the opposite side.
Yeah, I was thinking of Hop sitting next to Ellie, so it looks like we're all on the same page.
Anyways, so she's gonna shuffle in between Hop and Ellie and be like, oh, hi again, Mr. Scotch.
Hi, Zoe. Nice to see you again. Also, Hop is very interested in these pictures.
Meanwhile, Shock has just had a dumbfounded expression on his face since Zoe said that Ellie was her mom. He just turns to Ellie and is like, you have a daughter?
Surprise! It was for me, too!
You didn't know? This is wonderful, you have a family! I've never had one before, that's amazing. I'm really happy for you.
Ellie's face just goes blank. And, like, any color just goes straight out of her face.
Ellie found this out, 2 hours ago? Something like that?
Oh.
So he's gonna pull out, like, a adorable little planner. It's gonna be like, so I don't know what you like, but I looked up a couple of things that could be fun. There's the roller coaster, but that's too dangerous. There's...
No, you're not going on that,
there's the Great Vespari Show, but the next one isn't for 2 hours, and that's too dangerous. Oh, there's the parade. Those are only dangerous if you stand in the way.
Ellie, if you want to go with Zoe, you know, that would be understandable. You know, I think we got this covered if you want to go bond with your daughter.
Misha is going to motion to see some of the pictures, and then they are going to ask, is Zoe's father also around? Could we potentially also meet that acquaintance?
Oh, Zoe has a response, but do you want to describe what you're looking like as she responds?
I assume it's what Emily is looking like right now.
Yeah.
We just need a word picture for the pain that Emily is in.
Oh, right, the audience.
How do I describe my face right now? Ellie's just, like, you probably have never seen her hands folded so neatly. And they'll be folded really neatly. And then they'll, like, go up and, like, she'll kind of, like, put her face in her hands or, like, touch her face or something. And then go back to very neatly folded and just kind of go back and forth with that. And she's not saying anything.
As you do that, Zoe is gonna just kind of look really sad and she's gonna say, Well, he's not around anymore. But a couple of months ago, I met June and Steven, and they're super great. I don't think they really want to go to the parade. June says that Tommy Funbuck is a crook and a phony, but I don't know. I really like the parade. I like the floats and the music, and maybe we could go see June and Steven after the parade. I mean, if you want to go. I understand if you don't.
Maybe, Zoe, do you want to help us on our adventure?
No. Shock. She's not adventuring.
You know, Ellie, if you want to take Zoe to the parade, you could meet Tommy Funbuck.
That's probably pretty safe, right? I'll take you to the parade, but you have to promise to stay right next to me. And Shock, Zoe's not coming on any adventures. Adventures are dangerous. I don't want any of you dragging her off on crazy capers.
We'll find safe things to do for Zoe.
Chuck just nods wide-eyed.
Hopper's gonna say, if you want to take them to the parade, I have a bad feeling about the second room that Lorraine talked about. I'm gonna go investigate that.
Well, I always believe that no one should be alone in endeavors, so I propose to accompany you on investigating this room, Simon Scotch.
Thanks, Misha.
That's a good choice. We can use our mental link to keep in touch between the groups, so we're not cut off like we were before.
Yeah, we should have thought of that last time.
Yeah, we realized that real late.
Well, we wanted to go on a date. God.
I just want to apologize that you got kidnapped by Lorraine, because...
Oh, we weren't kidnapped.
Yeah, I do not believe it could be considered as a kidnapping, as we willingly went to this location.
Yeah, what?
Well, we knew it might be dangerous, but we didn't think we could pass up information about the Jagged Dream. We were confident we could escape.
We were not in any sense of danger that I could detect.
Oh.
I mean, we were in a little bit of danger, but it was okay. We were okay.
I believe we could have defended ourselves if the situation provided it.
I don't doubt that. Ellie and I just got a different impression.
I got a little worked up.
She got a little worked up. Anyway, I'm sorry. I know that a minute ago we decided not to split up, but I don't think that she'll be bothering us in that way again.
Zoe, can you cover your ears for a second?
She's going to lift up a bit of her hair, and you can see that she doesn't have ears. And she's going to be like, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you're just going to hear it then.
Oh, no, I can... Do you not want me to hear?
I mean, it's fine. You've got to know eventually that I'm a terrible person. Guys, Lorraine shouldn't be bothering us because I told her to stay away.
That doesn't always work, but, you know.
Well, I don't know that it'll work, but if she does bother us, I told her that I was gonna take her out, so. Sorry, Zoe. You had to know eventually.
And as you kind of finish, you can see that Zoe, in an attempt to not hear, has taken this, like, massive hoodie that she has on the back of her jacket, and she's put it up over her hair, and she's kind of, like, strung it shut so she can't hear.
Oh my god.
And she just, like, peeks out a little strand, and she says, can I hear now?
I'm gonna, like, nod really big so she can see me.
And she very gently takes it off and puts it back down.
So I guess we should head out to our places, see what we can figure out.
I have full trust on this plan.
Yeah, it is a plan that exists.
It is.
So as we're walking out of the bar, like, assuming that's what's happening now, Shock wants to, like, grab onto Ellie's sleeve for a second and then say, well, I think you're pretty great. Are you going to be okay, Kyle?
Ellie, like, is that...
I think we broke our GM.
Oh, I haven't expected...
Like, I've never seen someone actually break on camera in front of me before.
It's so nice seeing Kyle break.